gather around me, children, and I will tell you a story. Come here, little sauce.
When the music is going to start.
The music will start soon. I remember this song. You know, this song reminds me of a story. Did I ever tell you the story of Stoogie and his mac and cheese madness?
Yes.
I did? That's the only story I have, boy.
No, all right,
I guess I'll have to think of another one. Have I ever told you the story of Stoogie and his mac and cheese madness?
Yes.
I did? Oh, no. I got to come up with a new one. All right. And have I ever told you the story of Stoogie and his mac and cheese sack race?
No.
It's not very good. I should come up with a new story.
Like the monster that lives deep down in Stoogie's
pants? I'm going to tell you the story of the time mac and cheese... Wait, no. Okay. This is the story of the monster that lived deep down inside Stoogie's pants. Well, once upon a time, there was this critter named Stoogie, you know?
He was like a really small human.
He was like a really small human. And he might have been fuzzy. There's some debate. Well, anyway, that there little Stoogie lived in a basket underneath the bench at a bus stop. And every morning he would wake up and he would stretch and yawn and brush his teeth and he'd get a full pie and eat it. And that's how he'd start his day. And you know, some people like coffee, but not Stoogie. Stoogie drank a pure gallon of motor oil full of Lucky Charms. That might be a little loud there, boy. Can you turn that down some? Perfect. So Stoogie would wake up every morning and do all this ridiculousness. Until one time he went and put on his pants. And you have to picture now this bus stop. Because there's people there waiting
for
buses.
I know what.
But he's living under the bench and he's got all his clothes.
He's got
a sink. He's got a bed. He's got a toilet. He's got a bicycle. He's got a table. And he would sit at that there little table and he'd pour himself a bowl of motor oil and Lucky Charms. And he'd start to eat. His teeth would be covered with that yummy, yummy, sticky black motor oil. And he'd say, "Ugh, motor oil! This is totally gross! I don't like this motor oil." Do you remember what Stoogie sounds like? I think he sounds like this, maybe?
I want some mac and cheese.
Ooh, I'm gonna give me that mac and cheese. That's what Stoogie sounds like. But the narrator of this here story sounds like this because I am a hobo. And I travel across the land selling people my trinkets and telling my stories. And all I ask in return is that you give me a little kindness and a sponge bath. Go get a sponge, boy. You gotta clean my feet. That's right. That's the hobo code. I tell you a story, you give me a sponge bath. Oh, yeah. Get those bubbles in there. That's right. Those are some dirty toes. You need to give me a sponge bath too there, little girl.
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you the story anyway. So Stoogie, under his bus stop bench, with all of his little things, one day he realized that the pair of pants he was wearing had almost like a magnetism to it. It felt like it was being drawn somewhere. Like his feet just kept walking because his pants kept a-pulling. And it made him walk down the street. And he said, "What's going on with these pants? These pants just seem to make my legs go all a-walking." And the pants said, "Yes, Stoogie,
in your evil pants, we will take you to the top of the tallest building in the city. And there, you will discover the truth.
And that there Stoogie said, "Yeehaw, well, these pants are just plumb crazy." And he decided that he was just going to follow his pants.
And then suddenly, it was a huge ball landed on his pants, and then he touched that ball and went bum 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 bum
the
bum.
Bum balls are back.
Yeah.
Okay, so Stoogie's got evil pants, and they're making him walk to the top of the tallest building. And as he was walking, he came across a policeman. And the policeman looked down and saw little Stoogie walking all crazy. And the policeman said, "Hey, son, what are you doing with those pants?" And Stoogie said, "Oh, hey, policeman, I just got these crazy pants. I don't know where they're taking me, but they're going to make me walk in. Ooh, I just don't know where they're going." And the policeman said, "You're under arrest." Stoogie said, "Why am I under arrest?" The policeman said, "You're under arrest because you're wearing no pants." And Stoogie looked down, and sure enough, he had no pants. The evil pants that made him dance, he had left at home. So they took him to jail. And they put him in jail because his bare butt was sticking out. And all the ladies went, "Ah!" And all the gentlefolk went, "Ah!" And all the babies went, "Ah!" And all the birds went,
"Tweet!" And fell out of the sky.
And fell out of the sky.
And died.
And died. Once I saw a guy who flew through the sky.
One day, Hootie was actually a
bull. Alright, well, this story doesn't make no sense yet, but that's because I'm getting to the best part. So he's there in jail with no pants, and all the other criminals and bad guys and booger bandits and bad guys bandits and all the kind of what you call it things that go to jail. What are they called? Criminales.
Criminals.
Criminals. All the criminals are there in jail, and they're like, "Tookie bookie, I'm a criminal." I have no idea what we're talking about.
More.
So Stoogie's there in jail with no pants.
And didn't do anything.
He just sat for days. And finally he fell asleep. And when he fell asleep, he had this dream. There was a great cloud that settled over the land so that nobody could see. And it was a fog so thick that everybody had to stop going to work because they couldn't drive their cars. They couldn't even go outside because they might run into something or fall off an edge or who knows what might happen. This fog was so thick. And there was a little boy. His name was Lupin. And he came a-walking out of his house. And just like everybody else, he found himself in a thick fog and said, "I can't see nothing." And so from the fog, he heard a voice that said, "Lupin, you are the only one who can save your village from this fog. You must travel to the land of Mobopik, where you will find a wizard with the magic to turn any fog into a delicious dessert." And Lupin said, "I ain't got time for this. I gotta go to school." And the voice in the fog said, "No, Lupin, this is your calling. you must go find the wizard. And Liu Peng said, okay. So he went inside, and he got his lunchbox, and he filled it with Cracker Jacks and snap peas and toast, and he put it on his back, and he headed out into the fog.
Toasting Rex?
This is not about toast, not yet. So Liu Peng went walking through the fog, but it was so dark in that fog, he had to reach around and feel what he could see. Because his eyes didn't work, everything was just white. And he reached, and he said, I feel a belly. And he felt around, and he said, well, I feel a head. And he reached around, and he said, well, I feel a butt. And sure enough, he was in the land of belly head butt. But he kept walking. And he came to the edge in a clearing, and he felt, and he said, oh my, there's the edge. I better not go over it unless I got an umbrella. So he went to the store and he bought an umbrella, and he opened it, poof, and it went all kerfloofy. And he jumped off that there ledge and held onto his umbrella and glided down nice and soft. And he touched down his feet with a kerploop, and there he was in a bowl of soup.
What?
And the man who was eating that there soup said, poop! There's a Liu Peng who has gone and scooped in my soup. And Liu Peng said, this is a bunch of droopy gabloop. And the man said, that's just fine for me, but not you. And so Liu Peng got out of that soup and he walked and he came to a door. Because every good story has a door. And he opened that door and there were more. More door in the floor and on the shore. What a chore. So he knocked on the door and the door opened. And there standing was a pink sloth and a peach sloth and a peach sloth and a pink sloth and a pink sloth and a pink sloth and a peach 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 sloth. And Liu Peng said, why are there so many sloths in these doors? And the sloth said, we will tell you. You have come to Sloth Zoo, where there are so many sloths, you won't know what to do. But if you take your shoe and step on a poo, then we will tell you what to do. So Liu Peng said, you want me to step on poo? And the sloth said, you know what to do. So Liu Peng took his shoe and he stepped in poo. And the sloth said, ah, we knew it was true. The chosen one has come, it's you. And Liu Peng said, what is the meaning of this? And the sloth said, you are the chosen one. You will have so much fun. Here, we'll give you lots of guns. Liu Peng said, oh my gosh. Just because it rhymes doesn't mean it's good. And the sloth said, but you were the chosen one with the poo shoe goo. Here's a gun. You know what to do. And Liu Peng took that gun. He went out in the sun and he saw a big fat jogger going on a run. And he took his gun and he threw it over his shoulder and said, I don't need that. And he ran and he tackled that jogger. And that guy's name was Herschel Logger. He was on a fun run in the sun because he had just won something so
fun
that he was almost done. Anyway, this is getting kind of crazy, so let's get back on track. So Liu Peng had come to this land of all the little sloths. There was a pink sloth and a red sloth and a blue sloth and this one and that one and this one, this one, this one. And they had told him that he was the chosen one. He said, "What am I chosen for?" And they said, "Come here and lean very, very close and we will tell you the secret." And they said, "Oh, con slothit, I don't speak your faucet tosset." So Liu Peng went on his way, knowing that he was the chosen one of all of these sloths, and that he needed to clear the fog in his city. And he kept on a walking when he came to a log cabin. And this log cabin was no ordinary log cabin, because it wasn't made out of logs, and it wasn't a cabin. It was a glass house, but it wasn't made out of glass, and it wasn't a house. It was a chocolate teepee, but it wasn't made out of chocolate, and it wasn't no teepee. It was a broccoli castle. So he walked up to the door of that there broccoli castle, and he looked up at it, and he said, "That's a giraffe." And the giraffe bent way down and said, "Hey!" And Liu Peng said, "What?" And the giraffe bent down again and went, "Hey!" And Liu Peng said, "First, you're not a broccoli castle. Second, giraffes can't talk. Third, what's that stuck in your teeth?" And the giraffe went, "What?" And there in his teeth was a jewel that was sparkly and blue, and it sang this song. "Deep in the forest, you will find some corn. If you listen, you might hear a horn. My darling, I'll sing you this corn. And everyone will poop." And Liu Peng said, "Wait a darn minute. You're a giraffe with a jewel in your teeth, and you're singing me this crazy song. All right, what should I do next?" And he grabbed that jewel, and he plucked it right out of that tooth. And the jewel said, "Put me in a locket." And Liu Peng said, "Okay." And he put that jewel in a little necklace that closed up all nice and tight. And as he walked, that jewel sang the most incredible, soothing song. La 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 You know what it sounded like. And they kept walking in that manner for some time until they came to a big, tall, dark-eyed, beautiful fart who was standing there at the crossroads. And Liu Peng said, "Hello, sir. It's nice to meet you. You are very beautiful, but you smell awful." And the fart looked at him and said, And Liu Peng said, "I don't think you understand, sir. I need to find my way to Grandmammy's house." And the fart looked at him and said, Which was a fart way of saying, what grandmammy? There ain't been no grandmammy in this story. But Liu Pang said, listen, I know that I must go to clear the fog. And for some reason, I'm the chosen one of this sloth, and 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 this sloth. And I know that if I go to my grandmammy's house, she will teach me kung fu and give me a cookie, and maybe she'll even scratch my ears. And the fart said, you have come to the right place. For if you go down this dark forest path, you will come to a dark crack. And Liu Pang said, well, I bet my grandmammy lives down at the end of that path. And the fart said, then you must continue on your... And Liu Pang said, you stick, Mr. Fart! And he kept walking. And he made it down the end of that long, lonesome road when he came upon a cottage that was made entirely of candy. But as he got closer, he realized that it wasn't made of candy, and it wasn't a cottage. It was a glass person. And he walked up to that glass person and said, opened the door and went inside.
And the sloth said,
no, there was no farty sloth. That already happened, huh? So he walked inside the glass person and he sat down in the butt kitchen. And that's when he realized that there was a newspaper on the table. And he looked at that newspaper. Do you know what it said?
What?
Do you know what that newspaper said?
What?
Oh my goodness, let me tell you what it said. It said, today's news. Grandmammy has fled the capital after setting fire to the world. And Liu Pang said, that don't make no sense. And he turned the page in the newspaper. It said, Grandmammy still at large with a giant buffalo who breathes fire. And Liu Pang said, oh my gosh, this makes no sense. And he kept on reading. And he found Garfield, the comic. And he said, oh Garfield, you are so funny. What are you doing kicking Odie into that blender? Ha ha! That is such a good joke! And there was blood everywhere.
Oh, jeez.
Anyhow, he's in that glass person's butt in the kitchen. And he walks around the corner, and there is Grandmammy. But she's got on these dark sunglasses, and she's got a motorcycle, and she's smoking a cigarette. And she's looking all crazy, and she said, come on, Johnny, let's go rob a bank. And Liu Pang said, well, I'm not Johnny, but you're my grandmammy, so let's go rob that bank. So he hopped on the back of the motorcycle, and he traveled down the road.
And then the motorcycle started, and then it went...
And he turned the key of the motorcycle, and the motorcycle went. And he realized it wasn't a motorcycle. It was the fart. So he hopped on that fart, and he rolled down the road, and he made it finally to the bank where he was going to rob it and steal all the money. And he went in that bank, and he stole all the money, and that was that.
And then when they got home to the bank, they're going to say, where is those money? And then one of them said, maybe somebody steal the money. Maybe Rob will steal the money.
That's exactly what happened. Okay, getting back on track because this has gotten a little crazy. So, Lupin, if you recall, he's trying to fix the fog, and he's the chosen one of the sloth people, and he met a fart, and he met his grandmama when he was in the glass house and in the kitchen of the butt of the glass man. And then he got on a fart, and he went to a bank and robbed it, and some people said some stuff. But now we're finally back on track with our story, and it's going to get a lot less crazy. It's going to make a lot more sense, because that's when he found an electric butt tuna fish. Wait. Did I just say electric butt tuna fish? I meant to say two electric butt tuna fish. And their names were Ham Jammer and Captain Waller. And so he said, first of all, I don't know what an electric butt tuna fish is. I'm assuming it's like a fish, but it's electric and it comes out of a butt. Exactly. That's exactly what happened. All right. So right about this time is when a ninja shows up. That ninja says, this story sucks! And Lupin said, look, ninja, I don't mean to offend you none, but this story is just what it is. I don't know where it came from. And the ninja said, boring! And Lupin said, alright, ninja, well, that means we've got a fight to the death with tickling. So he started tickling that there ninja, and the ninja went, and he won. So as the ninja was leaving the grave of Lupin, he left a single flower on the ground. And he said, Lupin, I'm sorry I had to kill you, but we had to battle, and that's what happens when you have a tickle war. And so a lot of people came and visited the grave of Lupin. There was a muskrat, and a teacup, and a chocolate dinosaur. There was a box, there was a peppermint cup, and there was a flower. And that flower could open its mouth and tell the most beautiful story. And that flower told a story about a little man named Stoogie who lived at a bus stop and who one day woke up and had evil pants that made him walk down the street. But when he ran into a police officer, the police officer said, you ain't got no pants, and put him in jail. And then Stoogie, after a while, fell asleep and had a dream about a village that was covered with fog.
You already told this story!
No, the flower is telling this story. The flower is telling a story about a little man named Stoogie who lived under the stop at a bus station and who one day woke up with evil pants that made him walk down the street. Until he came to a police officer. And the police officer said, you ain't got no pants, and took him to jail. And while he was in jail, it took him a long time to fall asleep. But when he did, he had a dream about a village that was covered in fog. And a little boy named Lupin, who one day was called to adventure, and set off to rid his village of this awful fog. And so this flower told the story of a little man named Stoogie who lived under a bus stop and who one day had evil pants that made him walk down the street until he came to a police officer who said, you ain't got no pants, and put him in jail. And while Stoogie was in jail, he was dreaming a dream. And in that dream, there was a village covered in fog. And a little boy named Poopy McGillicuddy who had to go out and save his village from that terrible fog. And after a while, Poopy McGillicuddy came came to the house of sloths. And there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, at least 6 sloths. And they told him he was the chosen one. And so this flower told that story of a little man named Stoogie who woke up one day under a bus stop and walked down the street with his evil pants until he came to a cop who said, "You ain't got no pants," and put him in jail. And while he was in jail, he had the most wonderful dream about a village that was covered in soup! And that village was so covered with soup that a little boy named had to go and find a way to get rid of all that soup. And so he headed out until he came to the land of butt tacos. And there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 butt tacos. And so as that flower told this story about a little man named Stoogie, I stepped on that flower and I pulled him out of the ground and I mushed him up and I ate him and I waited and I pooped him and then I took that poop and I touched it and I ate it again and I pooped it again and then I took that poop and I threw it into a volcano. And I said, "I am so glad that that flower is gone." And as the flower continued to tell the story of a little man named Stoogie, I said, "Flower, you shut your flower mouth." And the flower continued to tell the story of a man named Stoogie who lived under a bus stop and who one day woke up with evil pants that made him walk down the street, and it took him to the tallest building in the whole city. And Stoogie went inside, and the pants kept making him march. And they made him march right up to an elevator and push the button with his foot. And he got inside, and the elevator went up, 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 up to the top. And he walked out, and there on the top floor of this big building was a demon. And his skin was red. And his face was ugly, and he had horns and big broad wings that flapped behind him. And he looked at Stoogie, and he saw the evil pants, and he said,
"At last, the evil pants have brought me Stoogie."
And Stoogie said, "What at?" And the demon said,
"You have been brought here to do my evil bidding. I want you to go into the world and cause chaos."
Stoogie said, "No." And the demon said,
"No, you have to. You have the evil pants. You must go and create chaos."
And then Stoogie said,
And then he just goes down the cave. And he said, "Now, wait for me."
Exactly. And so Stoogie looked at that demon and said, "Look, Mr. Demon, I don't want to do nothing evil, none. I just want to have some fun." And with that, a DJ came out of the wall. And all these party lights came down and the music started bumping. And the demon said, "Stop." And the party stopped. And Stoogie said, "Mr. Demon, this story is so bad. No one should have ever heard this. It will make them go crazy." And the demon said,
"Exactly. The evil that we do is tell stories about poop."
And so Stoogie looked at the demon and said, "Mr. Demon,
I sure have more questions for you, but I can't do your voice no more because my throat hurts. And the demon said, okay. And Stoogie said, is that what you sound like now? And the demon said, yep, that's pretty much right. And Stoogie said, well, you're not very scary anymore. And the demon said, I'm sorry, man, my voice is gone. I can't talk anymore. And Stoogie said, well, I'm out of here. And so Stoogie walked back to the elevator and got in it. And he went back down. And there on the street was a flower. And that flower had a little mouth. And that flower told the story of a little moose who lived over the top of a tent in the middle of a great big city named Boo. And he walked down the forest time and shouted the cart. And he said, for a floaty name, Mr. Candy. And his eye of steam was the size of a tiger pipe. And his size of his first name is Lilibo Tycos. His first teeth were tiny for like Ebu Tigies. And a fart. Ooh, ew. And the floor is a spaceship needs a bayou. He's a farty you. He's a farty you. And the farty Torsti Alejandro. He's a palapoto. Ito wishia. Ito kono ese la do pachada. Uskara ratuka de ichahu. Ah. Yugo da tiny asia tonia shito with a raka in the cracka with the little saka on your mosquito natos. And Stoogie said, what the hell is going on?
And he punched him right in the feet.
And he punched him right in the feet. And the little flower with the mouth said, Mwahaha! I build a sword for the chopping in the tonia. And when you get the tool in the keto, you find a little Dorito. And Stoogie said, I am sick of this story. It hurts my soul. And the little flower said,
Doola!
Doola?
Yeah.
That is totally crazy, Abby. That is the craziest thing I have ever heard. Why would a flower say doola? That just makes no sense. Don't you know how stories work? They've got to make sense.
It sounds something funny, like good goizoya.
So the flower said something that does make sense, like Uta Naichito Uda Iligi Boogie.
Make him say something that doesn't make sense.
Oh, he said, if you go down the street and turn left, you will come to a post office. There you can buy stamps.
And
why
poop.
Not?
And poop.
And poop. So go into the store and say, I would like to buy a pound of poop.
Stoogie said, nope, I'm not going to do that because that's dumb. And so Stoogie went back to the beginning of this story, all the way back. He walked all the way back to the beginning of this story. And he realized that he had left his in his other That is why we have rainbows, children.
That just makes sense.
Huxley! That's why we have rainbows. Science!
Let's listen to it.
That is science.
Did we learn something?
We learned a story, Hagrid.
Hadley.
I'm going to tell a story now.
Did you learn? You tell me, where do rainbows come from? I just told you the whole story.
Unicorn.
She got it. Huxley?
Yeah?
You look like you didn't learn the science.
Unicorns aren't real.
They are.
How can you say that? How can you live in this house of science?
Mama,
I'm
gonna tell you.
I'm
gonna tell you a story.
I'm
gonna tell you a story.
Okay, you tell me a story.
Do not once upon a time,
rainbows
was a far away country
with a little boy called Rainbow Unicorn, who went into the sun, but it was too rainy, so she would. Actually, I'm going to list the little one. Once upon a time, there was a little thingy called, little creature called Stewie. He went outside with his awful Boogie, and then his stare was at her. And he said, Mama, and then pooped in his pants. And then his mama said, Stewie, you always let me have your poop diaper change. And then his dad comes home and said, Stewie's again.
The end, Stoogie.